Hello to Ma Munch.
Hello.
What have you been up to?
Oh, watching all sorts of things. What shall I start with? Maybe Alice Sneddon's Bad News. This is the third season of this local comedy satire investigation show, I guess, is probably what I'd call it. Streaming on the spin-off. I think there are three episodes of the current series up now and new episodes dropping on Tuesdays. And so it's hosted by Alice Sneddon, who's a comedian, and she's wrestling with sort of the big issues of the day and in our society. I've spoken about Guy Williams' show, New Zealand Today, on this slot previously, and while they're not the same, there is a similarity that both Guy and Alice are kind of using humour and satire to kind of poke around at the ouchy bits of society.
Which ouchy bits. I like it. I like it. That's the best new word since someone said fizzy doings were happening. Fizzy doings is my fave for ages. Okay.
Well, now, I mean, they're probably quite, in the case of Alice, they're probably quite serious ethical conundrums that she's actually looking at.
I mean, it's things, real ouch.
It's real ouch. And, right. and she's kind of, I think what I like about it, so for instance, this season she's looking at fatness and fat phobia. She's looking at the wealth gap. She's looking at toxic masculinity in rugby, things like that. So, and I think, you know, she's getting really great interviews, and she has done in previous series. So, for instance, I mean, one of the most striking interviews of the episodes I've watched of this season was in the fat episode, and she sits down with she speaks to a few experts through the series, through the episode rather, one of whom's an endocrinologist, and the other of whom is Andrew Little, Minister of Health, who it's quite an astounding interview, and I think it's that kind of the slight disarmingness of a comedian interviewing a politician, but he either is unwilling or unable to admit to that there's a stigma to fatness in our society, and also says that he doesn't see people as sort of says he's fat blind. It's quite an astounding interview, and it's kind of, it's almost a gotcha, but it's kind of done with this nonchalant comedic loveliness, and so it doesn't feel mean or mean-spirited, but it's quite revealing. And I think that's the thing about her in her sort of casual approach. She comes from quite a, and I think she's really ready to admit it, she comes from quite a privileged background. She's Pākehā New Zealander, and she kind of includes that in the narrative, and she admits that she's an imperfect narrator. One of the episodes coming up, she's looking at vegetarianism and meat eating, and she admits in the trailer of the series that, you know, she wants to do the right thing, but with the least personal inconvenience possible, which is kind of like most of us.
Exactly, it's highly relatable.
Yeah, very relatable. So, yeah, look, this is it's on the spin-off, but it's also, if people are on YouTube, it's streaming there. And actually, there's if you haven't seen the previous seasons, all those other previous seasons are up online. And I actually went back and watched a couple of the previous episodes as well, which were a good watch. One about the treaty and one about euthanasia. And she has a dinner party with a whole lot of people to discuss euthanasia, and David Seymour brings the dessert. You know, it's great. It's lots
stuff.
Of fun.
Okay, that's Alice Sneddon's Bad News. Now, should we do Wakefield?
Yeah, so this is a drama series, I guess you'd call it, streaming on Neon, and actually it's kind of a psychological mystery, and it's also a dark comedy. I think it probably a little bit like Alice looking at ouchy bits. It's a series set in a psych ward of a fictional hospital called Wakefield, and it revolves around the staff and the patients of the ward. So, you know, the minute that you're in a mental health, you're dealing with issues of mental health, it could get really dark and depressing. But actually, they kind of use, there's a levity to the series where actually it makes it kind of really quite entertaining and bearable to dive into. The central character, so we're sort of in there really thrown in the first episode. The central character is a psychiatric nurse called Nick, who is, he's skilled and he's compassionate and he's really beloved by the patients and his fellow team members. And each episode is kind of broken into chapters that focus on a different patient or staff member. So in episode one, the patients are, there's a guy called James who's, he's this really successful businessman. He's recovering from a psychotic break, potentially from overstress and drug use, and he's kind of, you know, pushed himself too far. And he's walking around the psych ward dressed in a business shirt on top and pyjama bottoms. I mean, probably like a lot of people during the pandemic, to be honest. But his business shirt on top and pyjama bottoms on the bottom. And then he's trying to conduct international business deals via Skype from the broom closet of the psych ward. You know, he's still trying to work while he's there. He's been sent there by his wife because he's had an overdose. There's a young woman who's suffering with postnatal depression. And another guy who we don't really know much about, but he's kind of in a catatonic state and they're looking after him. And for these characters, the filmmakers, they illustrate the inner lives through flashbacks and fantasy sequences. So you're kind of going from the day-to-day of living on the ward to diving into their backgrounds through these kind of flashback moments or through their, I wouldn't call them visions, but through sort of fantasy sequences or projected sequences. And in some instances, we're seeing different moments from different characters' perspectives repeated and learning more about them and the story as we go. So there is this kind of almost, you know, if that, the same device could be applied to a true crime type show or a crime mystery type show, and you'd be learning more, you'd be sort of getting clues along the way. The series was created by a woman called Kristen Dumphy, who's a very accomplished Australian screenwriter. It's an Australian drama series. And she actually drew from her own experiences in psych wards for the show. I read an interview where she spoke about her mental health and she spoke about her experiences in hospital and that every time she went into the psych ward, she went through this phase of believing she didn't belong there and that she was different and superior to the other people who were on the ward. And I think watching it, the thing that struck me was it does put, because we also get an insight into the staff, the life of the staff and the life of the support people who are working on the ward, and the, you know, sometimes they're having their moments as well. And even Nick, who's our central character, he gets a song stuck in his head. Come on, Eileen. He just cannot.
Don't.
Sorry. Sorry. I'm glad you didn't play it before. Because it plays throughout the series.
Oh,
but he gets it stuck in his head and it's really, and it actually starts, we sort of see him start to unravel a little bit. So it's a really great it's just a great examination of characters and also set in the Blue Mountains. And let me tell you, the minute that you think that the mental health stuff is going to get really full on, you cut to this stunning scenery. It's beautiful.
Wonderful. Yeah. Wakefield. So that is streaming on Neon. Now, very little time left, regrettably. Just a couple of minutes for Whānau Whānau. This is turning 21.
Yeah. So Whānau 2021.
Whānau Whānaui, excuse me.
Yeah. It's the fourth instalment of a longitudinal documentary series that was, the first one played in 2000 and it follows three Māori people who, so from birth back in the 2001, they're now turning 21 in this program. And it actually screened on Māori, on Whakaata Māori on Sunday, but all four of the previous documentaries are now on Māori Plus. So it's kind of, look, if you wanted to sum it up, if anybody's seen Michael Apted's Up series, 7 Up, 14 Up, 21 Up, that's what we're looking at, but through a very through a lens of Aotearoa and young Māori living in Aotearoa and finding their way in the world. And it's just a really lovely snapshot of a life of these young people.
Tamar, thank you.